GX. 10-4 ZLK.
Did you get your radio in your truck?
It works sometimes, and other times it is a little faulty.
Doing good right now. Gary should be back in here any moment.
Zamfest, did you have a good time?
It's a good time. It's a little smaller than it was last years prior, but maybe it's because we went on. But had a good time. Got to see quite a few people and shoot the bull a little bit. And didn't buy anything much, but bought a few little things.
Good. One of these years, I'm going to have to go up there, check it out.
I'm going soon. It might be so small right out there.
I'm going to end up missing out on it. To the house yet?
I'm at the house now. Gary's traveling back down the mountain to his place.
Through the driving this time.
He met me at my place, and then we went to Hendersonville and met Leon, and he drove the rest of the way.
4 DOS, I'm in this crazy traffic going down the mountain here. I'm trying to run halfway close to the speed limit, but I'm about to get run over.
Speed limit up through there to 45, but I think everybody is seeing it as 65 instead of 45.
Fast one, gravity's pulling you.
Ready down the hill, he's down that by 11, or should be getting close to that anyway. And people just flying down through there. They ain't paying a bit more attention to that 45 mile hour speed limit.
Don't mean anything anymore.
Just put these speed limits up so that'll be politically correct. That don't mean anybody's gonna drive it, pay attention to it.
Okay. The only time it matters is when you go into a little town like Traveler's Rest. They've been setting up on both ends, and they dropped the speed limit down to 25, so that's easy pickings there.
Hey, Patrick, yeah, I'm getting down here. I'm almost to Highway 11, not quite down there yet, but I'm getting close.
There in Traveler's Rest, I wonder what they're going to do to that lady that run into the building at four times the speed limit.
Charging her with 25 up, that was the max they could charge her with, but apparently she was going a lot faster than that.
She was doing four times the speed limit, which the speed limit is 25, and that means she was doing in excess of 100 mile an hour.
There were no drugs or alcohol involved. I don't know exactly what day, Wednesday, Thursday morning, maybe Wednesday morning, like 3 in the morning. Right on a curve, she just went straight and went through a building, a bicycle shop downtown.
That's news I watch, right?
I did a video of it where she runs through the building. They got it on camera, and I mean, she was moving.
She's alive.
Hospital last I heard, so I don't know how serious, but if she at least had to go to the hospital for a little while.
We're going to try to run through a building. It's going slow, let alone that fast.
Wasn't done on purpose. I hope she wasn't trying to take her own life.
She gets help for whatever she needs on that anyway, whether it was medical that caused it, because I haven't heard what caused it at all yet, or if they had said anything, who it was, or the cause of it.
I don't know that anybody really cares, but there's a Charger sitting down here in a little old parking lot where he's in a driveway, and he's got his little radar gun stuck out the window. Of course, I was doing the speed limit when I come by him, so I don't guess I've got anything to worry about as far as that goes.
And on 25, or did you go down 11?
11, Shane, but I went up 11 this morning and up across Caesar's Head, and that bridge is out down there on 135, and I had to go around it, you know, and I mean, there wasn't no problems doing that, but it just gets to her.
That's usually the way I come into work. To all the bridges around there, but that one was an emergency all of a sudden. They had to close it down right away.
They're doing them before they need to be done.
So it looks like they're waiting well past the time they do need it.
Take their time getting to it.
Greenville County for you, KI4DOS Mobile.
That okay. I'm going to jump out. I'm at another pickup. You guys have a good day and a good weekend if I don't talk to you. N4, is that okay?
See you this afternoon and hope you have a good weekend also if I don't talk to you again. KO4HK, 73.
Be careful out there. Good talking with you this afternoon. N4ZLK, KF4DOS, 73.
I'm going to have to call the cable company. My internet is out. It's been giving me trouble for the last couple of days.
It's out. If you have any trouble, let me know, and I'll take over for this evening.
I don't think I'll have any trouble doing that, but I can always pull the pre-net check-ins from my cell phone and do it that way. But I appreciate it. I'll let you know if anything changes.
Okay. Well, I'm had to stop at the traffic light down there at 414, so you know where I'm at.
HK. Yep, no, right where you at. About to get there.
Rain down here, but I left all the clouds up there on top of the mountain, and got another police enforcement person down here. He's sitting on the side of the road with his blue lights are going, so he ain't got anybody in front of him, though.
They're going to work that road and try to get people slowed down, and no, they need to on there.
You need to get them to slow down a little bit. You get past them, and then all of a sudden everybody speeds way back up again. So I don't know. I'm just going to bide my time and not worry about it and let them go on about their business.
That's what I do when I'm going up and down through there. I just get in the right-hand lane and do my thing, and everybody else can go do what they want to do.
About that traffic up there a while ago, just happened to think, I looked down at the at my clock, and it was a little after 3, so I, you know, all the schools let out, I guess, and that was partly school traffic. I don't know if that Apple Festival had a whole lot to do with it, other than maybe it was just school traffic.
Some of it, but you got the Apple Festival up there. It does tie up quite a bit. But there is a school right there in that area, too, so it might have been that.
They'd have made it through it with no problem, so I'm in good shape as far as I'm concerned.
Roger that. That's, like I said, that's about all you can hope for anymore.